Proclamation number 8966 of 19th of April, 1965. Resurrection of Jesus. My resurrection is certainly doubted by people who do not believe in Jesus and his mission on earth, and they can also no longer be given any evidence that it really happened as my disciples reported. People who had experienced so many miracles from me had become wavering in their faith in me and my might. There was no one who still fully trusted in me. Everyone saw that I did nothing against the mob which wanted to take me captive, and their hearts were overcome by fear that people would carry it out, that I did not defend myself and let everything happen to me, that I no longer used my power until the end to restrain the henchmen from their plan. And that is why also no one believed in my resurrection on the third day, and when men now learned about it, the thought was more understandable to them that one had fetched me out of the grave to now let the legend come into being that I had risen from the dead. And even with my disciples I met with unbelief, because they did not know about the great importance of the work of redemption, and therefore they also did not know that everything had to come so as it happened. For those who did not believe in me, that I descended from above as the Son of God, I could not appear to them either. After all, this would have been a compulsion of faith which I could never apply. For everyone who experienced my death on the cross had to voluntarily confess me and the act of salvation, otherwise he could not be granted forgiveness of original sin. But it was enough with my disciples that I showed them my stigmata, and they recognized me and remembered my words, "I will rebuild the temple in 3 days." But now this problem has become even more controversial, because no man had witnessed this my work of redemption. All must believe it, what is reported to them, and an even stronger belief is demanded of men of the present time, that I have risen from the dead, that my body had spiritualized itself and only became visible to mine because they were to be strengthened in their intention to carry out my teaching of love and to make very special mention of my work of redemption. And all who were introduced through my spirit into deeper knowledge will also believe in this spiritualization of the body. For these will also muster the understanding for the work of redemption which I accomplished in the man Jesus. For they have been introduced to this knowledge through the Spirit itself, and no one can rob them of their faith, both in the work of redemption as well as in my resurrection. They will also know how to meet every objection that such is impossible, because they know it that the final aim of men on earth is to likewise spiritualize themselves, and the same can also happen with their body, for which the man Jesus has supplied you with proof. But who only thinks purely earthly, for him also proofs would not be enough, but which are no longer to be provided. And more the faith in Jesus Christ and his work of mercy will dwindle in men because the adversary, who always only sees his enemy in Jesus, who wants to wrest the souls from him, and this he will succeed in. But I will also again and again see to it that the right knowledge about the sacrifice on the cross and its reason is supplied to you men. I will always awaken men who stand up for Jesus Christ in deepest conviction, who always only listen to what the Spirit imparts to them out of me, and who therefore also have a firm faith in my resurrection, which can be shaken through nothing. And again I will convey knowledge through my Spirit to those who are willing to believe, because I can give them nothing else but truth. Amen.